With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a guy that has been a part of our show, and Joel does a lot of stuff around the country for CBS Sports as well. Former agent. But when I want to get some info, like I did with Matt Ryan, and throw things off of him, because he's the guy to go, that's stupid, that's crazy.
He's like our Shell answer man. It's our sounding board.
Yeah. So he joins us right now to talk about some of the deals that have already gone down in the National Football League. And, Joel, thank you so much. Let's start with our Falcons, man. And, you know, what you said to me as far as, okay, they could do that with Matt Ryan is exactly what they did, is they moved some money to free up about $7 million worth of cap space, and then they go sign a couple of guards, Jamon Brown and James Carpenter. But the way these deals are structured, these guys, and help me with this, Joel, these guys and these two guards we're getting basically are getting paid up front. Most of the guaranteed money, you know, for what it's worth, is going to be in the first year or two here?
Yeah, well, basically, you took the $7 million of cap room you got from Matt Ryan, and that's being used in 2018 on these two guys because their collective first-year cap numbers are a little over $7.2 million. There's $12.5 million fully guaranteed signing for Brown, $7 million for Carpenter. Brown's is $18.75 million over 3 years. Carpenter, 21 over 4 years. That's about where Mark Glowinski was, who signed early with Indianapolis. So I guess that's kind of going rate for a guard, even though you're paying these guys more than your incumbent right tackle.
You know, the thing is, Joel, we knew we were never going to have a lot of money, but Matt did, you know, did his part. Again, he's not giving away money, just moving money up to the front. Is this, from your perspective, makes sense, though? I mean, as far as we're limited liability down the road with these guys.
Well, if you were going to play the restructure, kick the can down the road game, ideally you do with guys who are going to be on the roster long term.
Right.
It takes Matt Ryan's 2019 cap number from 22.8 to 15.8, but you're raising his 2020 through 2023 cap numbers by $1.75 million. So now his cap number in 2020 is 33.55, 2021, 36.05, 2022, 36.8, and 2023, 31.75. Large cap numbers.
Yikes.
Yeah, they really are. But again, for me, I just want to see the best football team we can get right now on the field, and I'm willing to sacrifice.
Yeah, we want to win the Super Bowl this year, Joel. But you know, Joel's like my financial advisor. Thanks for the bad news, Joel.
It is Joel Corey joining us, guys. Joel, what do you make of the Le'Veon Bell deal? He lost out, right? I mean, when you talk about what he wanted and then ultimately what he got,
that was never going to work out from him, at least to me, from a financial standpoint. Because how I would evaluate a contract extension offer was, okay, if we turn this down, what do we have to do in free agency? So you look at what your break-even point would be. Since he made nothing last year, and the Pittsburgh offer had reportedly $33 million in the first 2 years, $47 million in the 45 to 47 in the first three, and was like 70 to 75 over five. So if you take the low end of that amount, then he basically had to get a little over 55 over 4 for the total value just to break even, which he didn't do from the base value. And I don't think he's getting 33 in the first year because that's what he had. That's where he would have been after two in Pittsburgh. So it never made sense to me to trade a peak earning year for potential career longevity at a position which has a shorter shelf life, and you don't get paid on the back end because Adrian Peterson just is supposedly signing for $8 million over 2 years, and he's in his early to mid-30s. So Le'Veon Bell's never making that money back. He's not even highest-paid running back in the league. So he's happy. He's probably happy he got the guaranteed money more so than in Pittsburgh, but not a smart move to me financially.
Yeah, as we said to start the show, you're never going to recoup that lost $14 million in that signing bonus. Joel Corey's with us, guys. Agent, cap expert, our go-to guy when it comes to cap and all things NFL here on the WadeFort.com hotline. At the end of the day, Earl Thomas basically makes the same money as Le'Veon Bell with his deal with the Ravens. That deal make sense for you? Safety's getting paid this year.
Yeah. I thought he would be the safety that got paid. I don't know about the other ones because last year safeties could have held up a "We'll work for food" sign and nobody wanted to give him a contract. But you've got Landon Collins, who signs for 84 over 6, which I didn't see coming. Tyrann Mathieu goes for 42 over 3. In my target price article for CBS that was up last week, I had Earl Thomas going for 56 over 4 with 30 fully guaranteed at signing. So him getting just under that in the overall value and 32 in guarantees, that's about where I pegged it.
Joe, I want to bring it back to the Falcons real quick. Help our listeners understand, again, what you think it might take to get a long-term deal done with both Grady and Julio. Let's start with Grady first. He's been franchise tagged. I think it's 15.2 is the franchise tag number. What do you think the guaranteed money we're talking about for Grady Jarrett, again, from the Falcons and what that might look like?
Well, he was in my article as well, and I thought the overall deal would have to be about $17 million per year. And the amount fully guaranteed at signing, if you take two franchise tags, then you're going to be close to $34 million. So you probably have to be in that same neighborhood. The agent represents Aaron Donald and also Fletcher Cox. So he's not either one of those guys, but if you take Fletcher Cox's deal, which was done in 2016, convert it to the current cap environment, that's $21 million per year. So what Fletcher Cox actually signed for, which is right about $17 million per year, which coincidentally is a little more than the average of two franchise tags, is probably the right ballpark for him. I know the Falcons are going to use Sheldon Richardson as indicative of the market. He's about $13 million per year, but that's under the franchise tag. So if you're thinking you're going to sign him for $13 million per year, he's going to play in the tag and then try to hit it again next year.
So there's really, I mean, I guess Falcon fans are asking, can you just load up? Everybody just assumes, Joel, you can load up on that signing bonus to lessen the cap hit. And it's just, it gets to a point where it's not feasible with Grady?
Well, if you do a long-term deal with Grady, the first-year cap number at most would be half of the franchise tag. In particular, it'd be a lot lower. Could be a third if you do the signing bonus, option bonus model you've done with some other guys like Matt Ryan and Desmond Trufant, because then you really don't have a – you have a very small first-year cap number, but you can get into trouble with that model because that's why you had so much proration when you cut Sam Baker. So if you get a long-term deal done, you are going to get – pretty significant cap relief.
Joel Corey joining us here. I want you to follow up, if you would, on Julio, because now we see AB, Antonio Brown, get his deal ripped up and then guaranteed $30 million. Joe, I've never seen that. I'll be honest. I don't know if you have in your history of being an agent. You ever seen a guy get out of a place, not have guaranteed money, and the team he goes to rips up the deal and gives him $30 million guaranteed?
That's highly unusual, and also the fact that he was doing what a lot of people, including myself, thought was the wrong way to try to get out of town. He did sabotage the trade value because we saw that yesterday with Odell Beckham Jr. going for a first, third, and a player. Granted, there's several years difference in the age, but for Pittsburgh to only get a third and a fifth, and they're going to have $21 million of dead money, that is a clear win for Antonio Bryant. Now, maybe they're thinking it's addition by subtraction, but what this means for Julio Jones is, you said rip up. That's how the team's going to look at it, that it's $50.125 million over 3 years, so that's a shade under $17 million is the average. Now, the agent community is going to look at it a little bit differently. They're going to go, okay, when he signed the extension, that was $6.8 million over 4 years. He's added no new years and got an $11.2 million raise, so that's now $79.2 million of new money without – since he signed the extension. So that's now $19.8 million per year. I've maintained that you're probably going to have to pay Julio Jones on the new money $20 million per year. So let's say you tacked on 3 years. It's $60 million over 3 years. Obviously, some of that money would be shifted backwards, so he's getting it in 19 and 20. he can create about four or five of cap room, depending upon how big of a signing bonus and how much you reduce his base salary. You take it down to the minimum, give him like a $20 million signing bonus. You're picking up that type of cap room, so he's kind of a self-contained deal. And then you guarantee 19 and 20 at signing. You're probably going to have him like $30 million, maybe a little more fully guaranteed at signing. Maybe have 2021 be conditionally guaranteed where it becomes fully guaranteed, maybe in 20 or maybe if he's still around in 21. But that's how I envision things work with Julio Jones.
Wow. Joel, Corey, giving us some scary numbers, guys, over the course of the next few seasons. Joel, I mean, to put it down in layman's terms, we better win it all this year, next year, because with Keanu Neal and Deion Jones' contracts coming up, and we've just seen what linebackers and safeties are getting paid. I mean, unless the cap takes a jump of, like, a ridiculous percentage, we better win soon, hey?
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's anticipating those two markets really resetting the way they did, particularly inside linebacker. So, yeah, Quan Alexander becomes the floor for Deion Jones. So, and with the safety market being raised to $14 million, and you even have like LaMarcus Joyner signing for $10.5 million, yeah, Neal's floor goes up. It's probably blown through whatever preliminary projections that the Falcons had, because I don't think anybody could have contemplated C.J. Mosley, who is not the best in pass coverage as an inside linebacker, signing a deal which is reportedly $17 million per year.
We've only got about 30 seconds left with Joel Corey, agent cap expert. Real quick, Joel, the work stoppage, we've got two more seasons, 19 and 20. Are the owners going to push back on these salaries, or is it just going to continue, the cap's going to grow, and the number's going to continue to grow?
Cap should grow. If they can find a way to seriously monetize the new TV deal, particularly with media rights, that could be the saving grace. The deal should be a lot more, since there'll be someone who wants to get in as a bidder. Whenever that happens, TV money goes up exponentially. That could be the saving grace, because then the cap could go up a lot more than it really could if you have a huge jump in TV money.
Joel, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you as always. I know this is a busy time of year, but bringing your knowledge to Atlanta and certainly explaining some of this stuff, because there is a lot to kind of take in when you start talking about some of these deals and how it affects your football team. Joel Corey, thanks so much, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.